In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we have now come to the second Sunday after Pentecost, and today's Gospel talks about how Christ called those first apostles to follow him. And the Holy Church last week invited us to celebrate all the saints, both known and unknown, but this week, the following week after all the saints, the church calls each church to celebrate the saints of their country. You know, so if you live in Greece, you celebrate the saints of Greece. If you live in Russia, you celebrate the saints of Russia. And of course, since we are living in North America, we celebrate the saints of North America. And there's a connection between us and our North American saints and these first apostles, because Christ called all of us to follow him. The fishermen, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, left their boats and fishing nets and even their own families without any hesitation. And Saints Herman and Innocent of Alaska also left everything to follow Christ. They left their homeland of Russia behind to go to Alaska. They left their families behind in order to serve as missionaries to the Native American people in Alaska. And these great apostles and saints were extraordinary people who accomplished great deeds and even worked many miracles. And so it's tempting to think that Christ's call to them does not necessarily apply to us. After all, you know, we're not really these great apostles and saints. We're sort of ordinary folks, you know. And nevertheless, Christ has called us to follow him just the same. But how is that? Well, those first apostles followed Christ, the incarnate God, through hearing his voice and were drawn by his irresistible presence. St. Herman of Alaska responded to Christ's call to serve as a missionary when Metropolitan Gabriel, his bishop, sent Abbot Nazarius to select 10 missionaries to go to Alaska, and St. Herman was chosen as one of those. St. Innocent of Alaska first heard about the pious natives that wanted to hear the word of God from a Russian explorer, John Kriakov, and he had been there and had tried to persuade St. Innocent many, many times, but was unsuccessful because St. Innocent served at a very nice parish in the city of Irkutsk in Siberia, and he had a family, so, you know, he was making a pretty good living, he had owned his own house, he was pretty well set, so he wasn't really interested in going off to some mosquito-infested place with wild Indians and, savage beasts and everything. However, during a visit to his bishop, he met up with Kriakov again, and Kriakov was persistent, and he did not give up on St. Innocent, and he said, you got to consider going to Alaska. These people need you. You're just the guy. And somehow, by the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden, despite all the repeated attempts, St. Innocent felt a great inspiration and a desire to go, and so he asked his bishop to bless him to go, despite all the hardships and the cut in pay. In a way, we might say that an Orthodox convert who, you know, comes to the Orthodox faith followed Christ's call, you know, as an adult. And yet, all Orthodox Christians are truly converts. They must be converts. For those who were born into the Orthodox Church, there came a time when, as adults, they had to make a conscious decision to attend church and practice their faith. So it wasn't enough to just have their mom and dad take them to church when they're little kids, but, you know, now they have to make that choice, and that's a response to Christ's call. And so here we can see Christ calling us and how we respond. And yet, this call is not just a one-time event in which a person is inspired to believe in Christ at a certain point in their life. You know, like we hear people will say, oh, I've accepted Christ as my Savior on a certain date or something like that. And that's a good first, that's a good beginning, but that's not all. Christ calls us to follow him hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly throughout the whole liturgical year. He calls us to prepare for his incarnation during the Nativity fast and season. He calls us to honor his Holy Mother on her special feast days, to fast and pray and do good works. He calls us on the journey of repentance in Great Lent to follow him there and to follow him throughout his crucifixion on Holy Friday and his resurrection from the dead, which we not only celebrate at Pascha, but every Sunday is dedicated to Christ's holy resurrection. So he calls us to enter into that spirit and to follow him in that way. And every time we hear his gospel, and other scriptures being read, both at church and at home, Christ calls out to us to follow him. We hear Christ calling us through the voice of our conscience when we have taken a wrong turn and need to get back on the right path. And when we hear Christ calling us, we must choose what to do, just as those apostles and saints had to choose. And yet sometimes we may feel weary or lack the strength or the willpower to make the sacrifice to put aside our own desires and will. However, we know from hearing about their lives that the apostles and saints also felt tired and weak at times. You know, for instance, when the Lord was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before his crucifixion, the disciples fell asleep because they were tired. Sometimes they were afraid, as when they were together in the ship during a great storm. Peter even denied that he knew Christ at all 3 times. But the Lord is patient with us. He did not condemn them or cast them out. And as it says in today's gospel, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. In other words, all that is required of us is to simply follow him and be obedient to what he asks us to do. And he will then make us into whatever kind of disciples he wants us to be, whether we may be called to something great or something small. Father John Krestyankin was a Russian elder at the Skov Monastery, and he once replied to someone asking his advice, "I think that there is some truth in the saying, slow and steady wins the race. It is an old saying, but it has not lost its meaning. We long to do great works because the minor good deeds do not feed our pride, for they go unnoticed. They are hidden, and they are salvific precisely for that reason. Large-scale plans do not allow us to do what is essential and necessary for our soul." So, brothers and sisters, we're like soldiers in Christ's army. But soldiers, as you probably are aware, must spend a great deal of time in training and preparation. We have to sharpen our weapons and tools and practice using them through daily exercise. For us, this is frequent prayer, reading the Gospels and lives of saints and other spiritual books, and attending church frequently. And then, when Christ does call us to battle, whether it's in this moment or that moment or next month or next year, we'll be ready. May Christ our God grant us his blessing to help us in our struggles to follow his call. Glory be to our God.
Glory be to our God.